Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And during the season of Lent, we didn't have these Hump Day Hallelujah, so we skipped seven of them because we are providing you with daily videos for the entire season of Lent, 40 daily videos, not including Sundays. And now during this, the season of Easter, these Hump Day Hallelujahs have resumed, but they're going to be different than they were during prior to Lent. For these next 7 weeks, these next seven Wednesdays, you're not going to be hearing from me. You're going to be hearing from other members of the congregation as they share a little bit about their story. Our theme during Lent was God's story, our story. And now that we've moved through Lent into the season of Easter, we're going to hear from you, other members of this congregation who are going to share how God's story has impacted their story. And they're going to share a bit about that with you in these moments each Wednesday. I hope you enjoy hearing these stories. I hope you appreciate the courage that these folks are displaying by sharing a part of themselves and a part of their story and their faith journey. And we will resume the typical traditional Hump Day Hallelujahs after Pentecost. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and with the person who's going to be sharing with us today. Take care.
Good morning. Like many of you, we had a Bible in our house when I was growing up. It was very proudly and prominently displayed on the bookcase in which the Encyclopedia Britannica full set and the matching atlas were stored. Every week when I did my chores, I would use a soft cloth to wipe off the Bible and the top of the atlas and the spines on the encyclopedia. I can't tell you how many times over the years I was sent to look in the encyclopedia for reference. Ask my parents a question, and I was directed to the encyclopedia. And I don't remember us ever opening that Bible. We went to church every Sunday, observed all the holy days of obligation. I knew every rule there was about fasting and abstinence and penance and you name it, I knew it. I knew the rules. And then about 30 years ago, I went to to top this off, the celebrant at the worship service had his back to us, and I was reciting words in a language I didn't know because that's how we worshiped. So let's fast forward 30 years, and I'm in a ministry training program with a lot of assigned reading, and an optional item was a Bible. And I thought, how novel. I bought the Bible, and as I would read something, I'd think, oh, there's a song about that. I recognized so many passages in the Bible by song references, never realizing that the songs came from the scripture. So now all of a sudden, the Bible was no longer a prop in my house. It was a tool. It was a resource. I would go to that. I remember someone telling me once, look in the text. The answer is always in the text. So that kind of got me started on searching there for answers about everything. Didn't find them all, but I got some good info there. And then as I read more, I learned Jesus did come here to teach us, to save us. God laid down the law for everybody, all the heathens that were running around back in the olden days, but Jesus came to teach us how to live and how to love. His story is throughout the entire New Testament, and our story can be based upon his. Look at the Beatitudes. He tells us how we should behave, doesn't give us laws about what not to do. He guides us gently through the word in the scripture, and my story is unfolding as I'm reading his story. Should give it a try.